You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hader ready again. Here it is. Swinging fly ball in the right center. Broxton is there. And they're the champions.
Come see what's brewing. Come see what the good times are.
Come see what the Brewers are doing. Come on and cheer a superstar.
And that one's deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it.
You are Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Larson. You can find me on Twitter at Locked On Brewers is the show handle. At Cheesehead Talks is my personal Twitter handle, and Facebook.com/Locked On Brewers if you want to check us out on Mark Zuckerberg's paradise. I just saw the social network. What was it called? Anyway, on my vacation over the weekend. That's a good movie. I saw it once, and it's good to see it again and check in. Definitely a more pleasant experience than the eighth inning last night when the Brewers blew the lead and lost to the Twins, and they lose 7-5. And it hurts me a little more because the Twins are – I grew up in western Wisconsin, and even though I don't hate the Twins, hate the Vikings, don't hate the Twins, but I don't like the Twins. I'm kind of indifferent toward the Twins. I don't mind it when they win. I don't know why that is, because, you know, they won two World Series when I was growing up. But I don't mind them that much. It's kind of weird. But anyway, I hate losing to them. I hate the Cubs more. Dislike the Cardinals strongly. Sort of indifferent to the Twins. But, man, when you play them, you really want to beat them. And the Brewers, through the years, going back to the American League days, a lot of great back-and-forth battles between the Brewers and Twins. And I remember that growing up. A lot of great back-and-forth crazy games, especially in that godforsaken dome that they used to have up there. And last night at Miller Park kind of resembled that. Back-and-forth, lead changing hands. Brewers take the lead on Yasmani Grandal's home run. Big three-run home run. You're thinking, okay, here we go. And then Josh Hader gets hit again. Whoa, this is getting pretty concerning, right? This is becoming a big problem. This is entering the territory of you might have to use Josh Hader differently until he can figure this out, because he's not been very good since the All-Star game. You know, maybe he had a stretch where he was decent in there. I seem to remember him retiring, you know, 14 in a row via strikeout or something like that, but he's given up six home runs. A lot of them have been huge, including, of course, last night. Three-run home run, and that's it. And the Brewers lose the game. So it's a tough one. We'll get to all of it. We'll do the game recap coming up, and we'll preview game two of this series, which you can turn around and play right away today. And the Brewers have got to find a way to get a split and get the Twins out of town and then enjoy an off day and go to Kraken again. But after winning five out of six, including, you know, Sunday's game, the 1-0 loss, the Brewers, after that five-game winning streak, have now lost two straight, and this roller coaster season continues. They can't gain any game ground on the Cubs. They're 2.5 back. They lose a game in the wild card standings. They're 1.5 back. And, you know, you're starting to pay attention to that stuff even more now as we approach, 40 games to play, roughly? So, anyway, we'll get to all of it here. And we'll recap it tomorrow on the show. We'll recap game two and talk about the Brewers' off day. And not about the off day, but about the upcoming road trip for the Brewers. Six-gamer at Washington, at St. Louis. You got to shake it off and get back to the ballpark today, because no use in crying over spilled milk now. Brewers are right in it and trying to keep going. So anyway, we'll get to it in just a minute. Football is right around the corner. Fantasy football, probably getting ready for those drafts. And you want to make sure you listen to Vinny Lyer in Locked On Fantasy Football. Vinny gives you the edge with over 20 years covering fantasy football. Don't listen to the same stuff as everyone else. Then you're the same. You don't want to be the same. Get the edge from Vinny that will put you ahead on draft day and put you ahead all season long. It doesn't just end with the draft, you know. Got a whole season with fantasy football. Locked On Fantasy Football. Find it on your favorite podcast player.
Three up, three down.
Okay, well, let's get a cracking with three up, three down in the game last night. I was looking up for a while, wasn't it? We'll start with the ups. The big home run by Yasmani Grandal, the highlight of the game for the Brewers. He hit it. It was great. He hadn't hit one since before the All-Star break. It had been a long home run drought. Starting to swing a good stick again. Maybe getting on one of those hot streaks that he gets on. It's been way too long since he was on a power hot streak. But he has continued to get on base for the most part, you know, ever since the last home run he hit. But he finally hit number 20 last night, and it was a huge home run. Three-run homer to take the Brewers from down 2 to up 1 late in the game. And you're thinking, here we go. This is great. And then it wasn't. But anyway, we'll get to that. Yasmani Grandal, certainly an up and had two hits last night. And again, showing signs of a hot streak here for the Brewers, which would certainly be welcome. As part of a four-run Brewers seventh to turn a deficit into a 5-4 lead, a 4-1 deficit to a 5-4 lead. And it was looking good until the next half inning. So it was, again, roller coaster last night, no question. Second up, Christian Yelich contributed to that inning as well. He drove in the first run with a double off the wall and scored Keston Hira from first. And so pretty good all around there for the Brewers in the inning because Yelich, you know, back from back spasms, back in the game, and contributes a big hit and then scores, of course, on the Grandal home run. So that's pretty good to see Yelich back in the game and contributing for the Brewers. Third up, Chase Anderson, you know, he had all these starts in a row where he didn't allow more than two runs, and he allows three last night, all earned. The Twins had a big inning early, a three-run third. But all in all, again, goes pretty good. Five innings, three runs, and keeps the Brewers in the game, and eventually they take the lead. So he did his job, and I just point out that Chase, even though he had that blip, that bad inning, particularly giving up a home run, that hurt him. You know, he was still pretty good in the game, and he still gives you a chance every time out, especially, you know, in this second half of the season. He's been very, very good. All right, the downs, obviously the number one down, it's not even close, is Josh Hader. So Josh Hader's allowed 13 home runs this year. Previous to that, in his major league career, he'd allowed 13 home runs. So he's matched that in 1 year, and it's really been bad since the All-Star break. Six home runs since the break. A lot of them have been huge. And that's what's going to happen when you give up home runs late in the game and you're pitching with a one- or two-run lead late in the game. That's been the situation they bring Hader in for. A lot of people are upset that Craig Counsell didn't stick with Matt Albers, who came in for one batter, got behind in the count 3-2, got a big strikeout on a great pitch, and I would have no problem had Counsell stuck with Matt Albers. But he didn't. And I also, at the time, didn't have a problem with Counsell going after Hader because, you know, he's your guy, right? He's got to be your guy. And maybe that changes a little bit now. I don't know. Until he can get it back, he's clearly going through a slump. And it's been a while that he's been in this slump where he cannot locate that fastball. And hitters are sitting on it, and they're jumping all over it. They're not deceived by it for whatever reason right now. And they have made an adjustment to Josh Hader. And I don't know if it's just strictly location where he's got to hit the top of the zone, because that pitch clearly was not at the top of the zone. It was down in the zone. And, you know, it was a kind of a meatball for Gonzalez, and he knocked it out of the park. But, you know, I don't know if it's just the fastball for Hader. My thought is he's got to figure out how to throw the slider and throw it for strikes. And now, is that going to happen this year? Probably not, because he never has. It's his second pitch, and he'll go to it sometimes, but, you know, Josh Hader's never been a guy that goes to the slider, throws it for strikes, gets outs with it. He's a high fastball, you know, letter high, get guys to swing either right at the top of the zone or just above the strike zone, and that's how he gets his outs. He gets swings and misses, whether it's down the middle of the plate or on the corners, with the ball being up high in the strike zone. And a lot of the home runs that he's given are balls that are down. He's missing down. And guys are sitting on it, getting the launch angle swing going and knocking the ball out of the park. It is staggering how many home runs he's given up. He's given up 30 total hits, and 13 of them have been home runs. That's approaching half. I mean, that's a really telling stat. And they're sitting on it, they're hitting it hard, and it's leaving the park, and it's now getting to scary territory for the Brewers. Because what do? I mean, he's your guy. He's the rock of the bullpen. He's the guy you go to. Do you move him out of late-game situations now and get him in the seventh and have him pitch an inning or two and get back to that situation? Would that be a better feel for Josh Hader and just rely on somebody else, maybe an Albers, maybe somebody else to be a closer for you? You might have to. Maybe he's not comfortable in this role. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. We're not inside his head. Just don't know. But he has not been himself. And, you know, people said, I said on yesterday's podcast, I've heard some people say, well, home runs are up this year. Haters giving up more home runs. No. I'm not there with that. It's a problem. And it's more than just, well, home runs are up this year. He's missing. He's getting hammered. So, I don't know. Brewers have got to figure something out or maybe a change in the way they use him here. And, you know, today, if Council has the same situation and he takes the ball from Elbers and goes to Hader, now I'm going to start to disagree with it. I didn't have a problem with it last night because you got to give your star a chance. But it's a problem right now, and the Brewers have to figure it out. Okay, so second down, Lorenzo Cain. Just continue to kind of... I'm kind of tired of this. He's 0 for 5 in the leadoff spot, and I'm really thinking the Brewers have maybe just got to go with Trent Grisham more often than not in that leadoff spot now. He's shown he can hit. I know it's hard to go with young guys and go away from veterans, particularly this time of year, but, you know, Grisham is a better spark right now for the Brewers. You saw him, even though he made the final out last night, he had a great at-bat against the Twins closer and fought before flying out. And I just don't see that right now from Lorenzo Cain. It doesn't look good. And maybe he's better served right now, can better serve the Brewers when he does play, to play down in the order, 7-8 spot, something like that, because it's just not going well. Third down, the Brewers are 1 of 12 with runners in scoring position. It happens from time to time, but the Brewers just continue, for this year anyway, to have a real struggle there overall with runners in scoring position. They'll have good games here and there. But 1 of 12 last night and had opportunities to, again, not only be up one run when Josh Hader came into the ballgame. So it's obviously when you lose a game like that, it's real tough. When you win a game like that where you have a big late home run from your catcher, then all is well and you're happy. But when your star pitcher comes in and blows it, and he's been blowing a few, It's getting pretty tough. And the Brewers have just, as much as everything went right last year, it's just not the same this year, is it? A lot of stuff is going wrong. Guys are picking times to slump. You had two of your stars from last year just be non-existent for a long time this year. One of them in Travis Shaw is still back down in the minors now. You know, you've had to adjust to that. You've had, at times, the starting pitching go haywire. You've had the bullpen go haywire. You've had your hitters go haywire. And now Josh Hader, your rock, is haywire. And can they overcome it? Still a long way to go. So main takeaway, obviously, is Josh Hader. Can he get it right? Can they figure out a way to get him right? And just the other takeaway I have is at least the offense did put together a big inning to get the Brewers in a position to win the game. You know, and at least that happened. And you can take a little, I don't know if solace is the right word, a little encouragement from that, I guess is what I would say. That they got up off the deck is what I'm trying to say, and they did it. They put together a 4-run inning, took the lead, and had a chance. And so I'll give them that, and have a little encouragement that maybe the Brewers can string together some hits and score some runs here. So, time to hear from Craig Council. And, of course, as you can imagine, most of the conversation in the post-game press conference is about Josh Hader and what to do about Josh Hader. 2.09 ERA in the first half with 7 home runs allowed in 43 innings. Since the break, 5.68 ERA, 6 home runs allowed, 12 and two-thirds innings. So, you know, this is what we're talking about. Just is in a slump since the All-Star break, and the slump is happening with fastball location. And so Craig Council was asked about how teams are ambushing the fastball and what to do about it.
I think location, again, is it's for anybody. I mean, I think getting ahead is still a recipe that every pitcher needs to follow. Josh's fastball has been very effective. Sometimes the first pitch swing is helpful to get you through some innings. But, you know, as great as Josh is, he still has to also locate the fastball. And right now his mistakes he's getting hurt on his mistakes.
Council has also asked how you fix it. You know, what do you do with the fact you know the problem is there, but how do you fix it and how do you use Josh Hader moving forward?
It's like anybody else. He's got to have some success and get back on it and get back out there and have some success. That's how he's going to write this thing. And we need Josh. If we want to accomplish what we're going to do, it's going to be, Josh is going to be a huge part of it. So we're going to try to get him on track as fast as we can.
And obviously Craig is right. I mean, you do have to get him in. You have to use him. He has to see success. It's like anybody else who goes through a slump. In basketball, you got to see the ball go through the hoop. In baseball, you got to see it finding the outfield grass if you're a hitter, right? And if you're a pitcher, you got to strike some guys out again and get your mojo back a little bit. And so there is that for Hader, but you know, like I said before, I don't know that you use him the same way now. I think you go to him in this seventh inning again. Get back to kind of what he was doing last year and figure out what the back end of your bullpen looks like after that. And he's not your closer anymore. That's what I would say, just to kind of snap him out of it and get him back maybe into a role he's more comfortable with. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, it's a rough go of it when your anchor, your guy, your star pitcher loses it. For a stretch, it can shake a team. It can really screw up what you're trying to do, obviously. And that's where the Brewers are at right now, and not anything new for them. They had their starting pitching die in June. It's come back strong. They've really had problems and holes in their lineup all season long, and they've managed to at least battle to a point where they're in contention. But that problem really hasn't been righted either. They're just a team that has to battle a lot of stuff and scratch and claw their way to any victory this year. And they'll have to try and do so again this afternoon. I don't have a good transition to Blue Chew, so I just want to talk about Blue Chew. Guys, you've heard about Blue Chew, and you know what we're talking about. We're talking about good sex. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance, get the extra confidence in bed. So listen up, BlueChew.com. That's like blue, the color blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever that opportunity arises. Now, it's just not for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online, shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. Made in the USA, right now we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 shipping. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring Lockdown Brewers. Make sure you listen to the new Lockdown NFL with the expert analysis of former NFL scout Matt Williamson and hosted by Brian Peacock. Lockdown NFL is your daily national podcast on all things NFL with Matt's unique take on the game. Be sure to subscribe to Lockdown NFL on any major podcast platform, just like this show, Lockdown Brewers. Well, the Brewers, of course, with a tough loss last night, failed to gain ground in the division. The Cardinals did not. Just watch the Cardinals win this thing, right? I mean, it's what they do. They hang around, they win, and then they go on a run in the postseason. They win the World Series. At least that's happened a few times in the past. St. Louis 62-55. You know, they're three games up in that loss column over the Brewers. Same amount of wins for both teams. And the Cardinals now a game back of the Cubs in the division. They also have the final wild card spot. The Brewers game and a half back of the Cardinals for that wild card spot. Again, three back in the loss column. The Mets also with 58 losses. They're 61-58, so Mets two games back. Philly two games back after they beat the Cubs yesterday. Arizona two and a half back. This wild card race is wild. San Francisco four back, and then it starts to get some space here with Cincinnati 6.5, San Diego 7.5, and on from there. But we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams within 4 games of the top 2 and 7 overall battling for 2 wild card spots. And the Brewers in there, and of course the Brewers in St. Louis still well in the mix for the Central Division, even if it doesn't feel like it after they blow a late lead, you know, off the bat of Josh Hader, or off the arm of Josh Hader, I should say. So it's rough, it feels terrible. And this roller coaster continues, right? Because you're pretty encouraged after they'd won 5 straight. Now they've lost 2 in a row. See if they can get the bleeding stopped here this afternoon against the Twins. And they're gonna have to. Gonna have to get a split here, get out of here with a split, and figure out a way to go on your off day feeling a little better, and then hit the road for a huge 6-game road trip. You got the Nationals, who again are for the Brewers, 2.5 ahead of them for the wild card, and then you go to St. Louis, the team right ahead of you for that wild card and battling for the division. So just a huge road trip coming up this weekend and early next week for the Brewers. But as for today, the Twins, Brewers with Gio Gonzalez starting this afternoon. That was announced last night by Craig Counsell. So they're going to go with Gio, and I can see why you would. You need a good performance here. A need to get on the winning side of things and try and have him give you 5 or 6 strong innings for the Brewers. So Gio will get the start, and they will take on veteran Kyle Gibson for the Twins. He's faced the Brewers five times. He's a lifelong Twin, drafted by the organization and pitched with them for, I think he made his major league debut in 2013. So he's been with them for quite some time. He's 1-2, his career ERA against the Brewers, 5.70. He's got a ERA about 4.3 so far this year. So he's a guy who maybe you can knock around a little bit, but you thought that about last night's starter for the Twins, and the Brewers couldn't do anything against him. So there certainly is frustration offensively for the Brewers, even though they did put up five last night. So we'll see if they can, you know, maybe get out to an early lead and see what that leads to. This guy's given up 7 home runs and 30 innings pitched in his career against the Brewers. So there's that. We'll see if the Brewers can get a split and then split the season series with the Twins as well. They split in Minneapolis way back in late May. So we'll see what happens here. So we'll recap it tomorrow, and we'll talk about the big 6-game road trip coming up for the Brewers and see where they're at. An off day as they kind of rest up before they hit the road. So we'll kind of talk about that and get ready for what's ahead for the Brewers. You can always find me at Cheesehead Talks on social media, on Twitter at Cheesehead Talks. Also, the show handle is at Locked On Brewers. You can go to Facebook, facebook.com/LockedOnBrewers as well, and please do rate and review the podcast. It is how we help to grow this thing if you give us a nice positive rating, because why wouldn't you? So go ahead and do that on the Apple Podcast platform. And you can also, of course, find the show on many podcast platforms. So tell a friend, spread the word, your daily Brewers fix right here, Locked On Brewers, as we continue to grow the show. We're only a couple months old. What are we now? Almost 3 months old, 2.5 months old, whatever it is. So continuing to bring you the daily fix every single day here with Locked On Brewers. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to the show on the new Himalaya podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Brewers. I'm Ben Larson. Talk to you tomorrow when we deliver your daily Brewers fix right here on Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.